We will begin the practice by coming in to our posture, feeling the feet going into the floor, getting a sense of stability with the feet, sensing the hands either on the thighs or folded in your lap, noticing the sit bones on the chair, coming forward into the chair so that your back is, if possible, unsupported by the back of the chair. With the posture being erect, but not rigid. This helps us to embody a sense of awakeness we want to bring into the practice. And it also allows for maximum flow of the breath of the lungs. And checking in with the shoulders and neck, we often hold a lot of tension there. And in addition to embodying awakeness, we also want to bring forward, bring with us a level of relaxation. So trying to reduce the tension in that area, you could even shrug the shoulders a little to release it. Having the eyes closed if you're comfortable with that, or you can keep them gently open on the ground in front of you. And breathing in through the nose and out through the nose right now at a normal pace, not altering the breath. So we'll check in with the body, starting with the head, noticing any tension in the face and trying to release that, noticing sensations around the eyebrows, forehead, the cheeks and the chin, the ear, and the neck, and noticing if you reduce any of that tension in the neck and the shoulder area. Going down the arms, forearm, the upper arm, the hands, noticing any sensation in the hands. Again, checking in with the location of the hands, noticing the back, even feeling the breath in the back of the body, as well as the breath as it comes into the diaphragm and it expands. Feeling that whole mid region expand and contract, both front and back. Noticing the pelvic area, sensing there, going down the legs, the upper legs, the knees, the shin, the feet, and just getting a sense of the body as a whole. And then trying to remain as still as possible for the practice. We're trying to calm the mind, and just as if we wanted had a bowl of water and we wanted it to still, we wouldn't move the bowl around. So we want the body to be stable and still to help settle the mind. But of course, if you have to, please feel free to remain comfortable. And then coming into whatever you feel your anchor, and where you can feel the breath strongest in the body, and that's often one of two places, the belly as it rises and falls, or the nostrils as the air goes in and out. And trying to sense the breath in one of those places, really feeling the breath, not just thinking about the breath. If it's the belly, noticing the belly rise on the inhale, pause, and collapse on the exhale, and pause. Following the cycle of breath like you might follow waves as they came into and went out again from the shore. And when the attention wanders, as it will, just noticing where it wandered and bringing the attention back to the breath. And the tinnitus is there. We're not trying to shut it out and we're not focusing on it. We're just placing our attention where we want it on our anchor and letting everything else fade into the background. And when we do get pulled away, as we will, just bringing the attention back to the anchor, the breath in the body. So now we will begin with a counting practice, counting your normal breath as it inhales and exhales, and counting continuously, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. So whatever that count is for you, breathing in 2, 3, 4, exhale 2, 3, 4, in 2, 3, 4, exhale 2, 3, 4. Again, whatever that count is for you, just keeping that count going. One, two, three, four, four, three, two, one, one, two, three, four, three, two, one. Now we're going to begin with a version of paced breathing where we're breathing in for a 4 count and exhaling for a 6 count, count in seconds. But we're just trying to get that pace of 6 breaths per minute, 4 in, 6 out, which is good for relaxing, calming the body. So begin. Inhale 2, 3, 4. Exhale 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale 2, 3, 4. Exhale 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale 2, 3, 4. Exhale 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you may need to be, you can either exhale through the nose or through the mouth. Just want to make sure you're breathing in through the nose. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And if you find this is getting out of breath, just feel free to drop back into your normal counting pace, whatever that normal breath is, but keeping the count going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1, however that is for you. Try as much as possible to keep up with this 4 breaths on the inhale, 6 on the exhale. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now settling back into the normal counting pace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. Or again, whatever that count is for you. And now dropping the counting, and we're going to just be following the breath. Breathing at that same pace, your normal pace, evened out. But noticing, following the air as it enters through the nostrils, goes down the back of the throat into the lungs, having the belly exhale, feeling the belly expand and feeling it contract as the exhale comes out. Exact opposite path. So following the cycle of breath with your attention. Inhale, nostrils, chest, belly expanding. Exhale, belly collapsing. Chest, back of the throat, nostrils. And perhaps imagining the breath as a wave. It's like you're following a wave come in and come out. It's an even, steady pacing, following and feeling the breath on the inhale, following, feeling the breath on the exhale. The mind is more likely to wander off here than when you're counting. When that does, you just maybe just notice that that's happened. Perhaps you can say to yourself, thinking, or even naming the thought. And then bringing the attention back to the breath. Just following the breath. remembering to utilize the practice of noting when the attention wanders off, bringing the attention back to the breath. And then just following the cycle of breath, the path of the breath in and out with your attention. Now returning to the counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. And finally, letting the counting drop and just bringing the attention back to the anchor. And trying to hold the attention on the anchor. Noticing when the attention wanders and bringing the attention back to the anchor. When you're ready, slowly opening your eyes, moving the body a little bit, and reconnecting with your surroundings.